Last night was Halloween, so we're now primed for spooky things. This week, the moon doesn't even rise until after midnight. The sun is setting earlier and earlier, and it's really getting dark. The leaves have dropped away, so barren branches now tremble in the wind. And yes, even that wind is stronger during our cold months. Gather round the campfire. It's the perfect time for blood-curdling tales of the sky's sinister side. It's true, autumn evokes deep-seated, foreboding aspects to the heavens. There's no shortage of melancholy autumn myths, thanks to November's dying plants and diminished food. In our region, we now enter the cloudiest section of the year, further reducing the precious sunlight. Moreover, the current long nights epitomize darkness and mystery, giving primitive civilizations an uneasy dread that went beyond their fear of nocturnal predators. Widespread cultures linked night with disaster. Even that word comes from the night sky. Dis means bad, aster means star. In modern times, sky-related hazards are relatively small, but the risk is neither zero, nor is it limited to sensational possibilities, such as being clobbered by a meteor. A more immediate hazard comes from muons. These subatomic particles, created when high-energy cosmic rays strike the upper atmosphere, constantly zip through our bodies, and occasionally damage genetic material. They cause many of the spontaneous tumors that have been with us long before we started downing charred hot dogs. Then there's the remote possibility of a near enough supernova to zap our planet with lethal gamma rays. Orion's famous star, Betelgeuse, is the nearest true peril. If it goes supernova, the resulting radiation would increase earthly cancers and mutations. But at 400 light years, it's too distant to wipe us out. So bravely forget all this eerie business. Pick a good place to stargaze this dark week by getting away from lights and sky-obstructing buildings. For a nice open sky, you can't do much better than a cemetery. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.